COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang is here. My colleague and co-host and friend, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Tomahawk, much in the news. What is it? Is a weapon that Russia pays attention to. Why do I know that? Because at the Valdy conference several weeks before, Mr. Putin went out of his way to point to the Tomahawk as unacceptable. That's right. The president of the Russian Federation is pointing to an American weapon system that's been at sea for some years as unacceptable if introduced into the Ukrainian theater. We welcome Rebecca Grant, a vice president of the Lexington Institute, to help us understand why suddenly the Kremlin has anxiety about a weapon system. Rebecca, a very good evening to you. The Tomahawk, it's named chiefly from the 18th century artifact of the Native Americans, famous stories, scalping and all of that. But in any event, what I understand from the looking it up online and chatting with Ara at Grok is that it has a range of 1,500, 1,600 miles. It can hit what it's aiming at. In other words, if there's a smoking room on one side of the hall and a non-smoking room on the other, it can be designated which room to hit. It can carry a nuclear warhead, but mostly it carries a pretty good munitions package and chiefly associated with the U.S. Navy, fired at sea. I believe we've seen a number of them over the years fired, a spectacular open of combat. What is it about the Tomahawk that gets the Kremlin's attention? Good evening to you, Rebecca.
Good evening. The Tomahawk is a land attack missile that was actually built to hit targets in the Soviet Union. It's become America's precision strike missile of choice. And the Tomahawks, they're on the table to go to Ukraine because they really get inside Vladimir Putin's head. If you draw a line about 1,000 miles from the border of Ukraine, you'll see that there are over 60 Russian air bases and a lot of oil and gas targets just laid bare. Tomahawks launched from Ukraine could attack any of those targets, and it's an almost unsolvable air defense problem for Vladimir Putin.
Unsolvable as in this is a weapon that gets through or has a high rate of penetration? Is that what you mean by unsolvable?
Tomahawk is a weapon that gets through. It has the ability to fly very low as 100 feet, hugging the terrain. It can also fly to a target area, loiter, and wait for other Tomahawks before conducting a coordinated strike. But most of all, so many targets would be open. And I'm talking really legitimate Russian military targets or energy infrastructure. There is no way that Putin and the Russian army have the ability to defend all those targets. A lot of the oil and gas targets are in very remote areas. There's no way they could choose to disperse their assets. So if President Trump ever does give Tomahawks to Ukraine, Putin knows that a lot of his key infrastructure is open to attack.
Gordon, do you have a question for Rebecca?
Rebecca, I thought that the Russians had the S-400 air defense system, which was one of the world's best. Why can't that system actually take down a Tomahawk, which, is not the most sophisticated missile in the world?
Oh, the S-400 is pretty lethal, but they have a limited number. And when you're looking at defending possibly 60 bases and sprawling oil and gas pipelines, there's simply not enough S-400s to in place. Also, the Tomahawk is pretty stealthy and pretty elusive. It would be really hard to get a complete kill against all Tomahawks coming into a base. And, Putin knows this. The S-400 really was never designed to do this much protection across such a wide swath of Russia. And really, you know, the Tomahawk is being discussed because it turns the tables. We see Putin's brutal strikes on Ukraine's cities and energy targets. The Tomahawks could turn that right around, attacking legit Russian military targets.
Gossip. We move into the gossip phase. Gossip includes the meeting between President Zelensky and President Trump over these last days of the weekend, along with leadership from Ukraine, said to be raised voices. This is London reporting. Who knows what a London raised voice is, but in any event, that's the quote. And Tomahawks were part of the discussion, but there was no confirmation that Tomahawks are committed to Ukraine. The other part of the gossip is that the Ukrainians would need NATO personnel to train up and operate the Tomahawks. Therefore, it is not really a Ukrainian weapon. It's a NATO weapon. Can you comment on either of those gossipy items, whether shouting happened over Tomahawks and whether they can fire them on day five?
Well, I can tell you Tomahawks came up a lot at Friday's meeting at the White House, with Trump saying, well, gee, I hope we don't need them, but you know, they're very dangerous. They're an incredible weapon, and describing how he'd used 30 Tomahawks against Iran's targets back in June. So Trump is trying to bait Putin, and there's no rush to decide, because these Tomahawks and their launchers could be deployed into Ukraine in about 24 hours. It would not take long to teach Ukrainian forces how to operate them. Ukraine's already using a variety of Western air defense missiles. They're highly experienced. And NATO has trained Ukrainian forces on everything from ground tactics to how to fly the F-16. So it wouldn't take long. It'd be a pretty easy lift for Ukraine to actually use the Tomahawks.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Rebecca, if President Trump doesn't give Tomahawks to Ukraine, is there any other missile that Ukraine could get its hands on that would do the same thing?
Well, Ukraine is already using its own drones to carry out attacks, but their range is shorter and they don't have quite the warhead size. We've seen weapons that are already there, like ATACMS, like the British Storm Shadow, et cetera. But, you know, the TLAM really is that missile of choice. And if the intent is to pressure Russia with attacks on its energy infrastructure, like Ukraine's been doing, then I think tactically a Tomahawk is the best fit.
And what at this point is the other detail I had is that it's become a sea launch missile, that the Marine Corps did have it on its charts, but no longer, and that there are a limited number of launchers for land-based attacks. Is any of that worth commenting?
So the Army and Marine Corps have both done test launches, because the Army will be deploying Tomahawks out into the Pacific to increase their long-range fires. And, you know, don't worry about the inventory, because the Army also has a new Dark Eagle hypersonic weapon. The Marines have weapons as well. And, you know, we actually sold 400 Tomahawks to Japan so that they can do the targeting. The launchers are key, but we have kludged together a number of very interesting launchers for the air defenses. My favorite is the Franken-SAM, which is an old Russian launcher that launches U.S. and NATO weapons for air defense in Ukraine. I'm not worried about the launcher equation for TLAM if they end up going to Ukraine.
Franken-SAM? Is that what you said? Franken-SAM?
The Franken-SAM, meaning you can take that launcher and put in almost any type of surface-to-air missile in it. It's been used very effectively. One of our American companies put it together for Ukraine some years ago.
Rebecca Grant is the vice president of the Lexington Institute and clearly a Tomahawk whisperer. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.